If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
I hope you're enjoying summer in Chicago, Shalina.
I sure am. I love being in Chicago. This is my fourth show here, and it's fantastic, especially in the summer.
It runs through August 10th, and I understand so far that people are cheering at the end of your performance, like standing up and cheering.
Yeah, they're very responsive. It's been wonderful. Yeah.
So 1,200 performances on Broadway as Carole King in Beautiful. How ironic that you're playing another iconic female with the same last name.
I know. We keep joking that I'm only going to take on characters now with the last name of King or the first name Carole with an E.
Absolutely. And I understand that Billie Jean King actually gave you some tennis pointers.
She did. She's been incredibly generous with her time. She spent hours with me over Zoom, and she gave me some tennis pointers, and she's just been really wonderful. I saw my first tennis match ever at the U.S. Open in her box, and I saw Coco win and Djokovic win, and I'd never seen a tennis match before ever. So
wow.
It sort of starting at the top that way was really quite something.
Yeah, watching your first professional tennis match with Billie Jean King, I don't think it gets any better than that. So
it really doesn't.
You know the history. We played the clip of Bobby Riggs, you know, in 1973. I was a little kid then, but I remember that match very well. Tell me what part of her life that you portray in this production.
So it's really quite a vast portrayal. We portray her life from basically 11 years old until 50. And so there's a younger actress playing her from 11 to 16, and then I take over from 18 to 50. The first act is really her championing all sorts of causes and fighting for everybody except for herself. And then we see her in Act Two start to really fight for her own space and her own identity and authenticity.
Right. I mean, she fought for women's equality. Someone said she did.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it was one of her quotes. She didn't just win the match. She changed the game when she beat Bobby Riggs.
She really did. I mean, that was, 90 million viewers worldwide. Like, it was, I can't even imagine the pressure that she must have been under. She was fighting for, you know, for half the population at that point. And so many people remember that match. I think that's probably what she was most famous for. But, you know, I think fewer people know about her work with Title IX. She's just won so many things, and she's, you know, championed equal pay. It's really incredible how she's paved the way. And so many of us, just as women, owe her so much without even realizing it. So I have such a huge amount of respect and admiration for her work.
And she was married and for many years was pressured to hide her sexuality. And now she has come out as an icon in the LGBTQ+ community because she was outed. Do you cover that in the play?
We sure do. Yeah, she was publicly outed against her will. And, you know, and she lost a lot because of that, you know, because of the time period, because of the, the terrible conditions that people were living in. Just you weren't able to come out at that time. And, and thankfully, things have changed a lot since then, but we're still dealing with a lot of the same issues. And I think for anyone who comes to see the play, you know, you'll see a lot of parallel issues that are unfortunately still very relevant today. But, you know, the great thing about the play is that it's very funny. And I think that people are surprised at how funny and how light and inspiring the show is.
So that's why people are cheering. That's why people are cheering at the end. That's wonderful. And how big of a struggle for you when you're playing an icon like Carole King on Broadway and she's still living, and now you're playing an icon like Billie Jean King and she's still living. Have either one of them seen your performances?
Yes, they both have. And in fact, it's a ton of pressure. I got to say, like, people know both of these women very well. And, you know, they know Billie Jean's famous backhand, her style, her aggressive, play, her style, her net game. They know all of that very, very intimately. And so to be able to honor these people in an authentic way that doesn't feel like a Saturday Night Live impression, but that feels like an organic, you know, interpretation. I find it very, it's a challenge and I love it. And I mean, honestly, Billie Jean and Carol, they've both been roles of a lifetime. And my desire and goal is to portray her as authentically and deeply as possible. And it's just, you know, it requires a lot of focus and trying to sort of tune out that pressure and those expectations. And, you know, it is a lot when Billie Jean comes to see you do the play about her, or if she shows up at a reading, you know, I want to honor her. That's my biggest priority.
So did she see you in a public performance at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater?
She hasn't seen it here yet, but she has definitely seen table reads and reading, and she is coming, I believe, to this run of the play. I asked her not to tell me when she's coming. So I think it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah,
like, you know, when Carole King showed up, it was a big surprise. She was wearing a wig and she showed up backstage and I was like, thank God, because she emailed me and said, do you want to know when I'm coming? And I said, dear Miss King, please do not tell me when you're coming. I'll have a heart attack.
And I encourage people to check out your music as well, because you're a singer-songwriter. You're great. You have music that is out. People can, you know, just search for you. And we hope you enjoy your time in Chicago. And I can't wait to see you on stage. People are raving about your performance.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really been such a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Shalina Kennedy is playing Billie Jean King in Billie Jean. That's running through August 10th at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater.